G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 5. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, Joel Marshall, the Jackal Joel, had an urgent appointment at Oaks Day, but there's plenty more action to come at Flemington.
Yeah, the workers are still in the office, Barks, and hopefully we can find the listeners a few winners. It's a good close to the Flemington week. It's been a nightmare for me, as it has probably for a lot of punters. Hopefully trying to save face on the last day.
All right, well, two big Group 1 races, and I guess the general consensus is that the Emirates Stakes, formerly known as the McKinnon, the move of it to the second Saturday, the doubling of prize money to $2 million, has worked fairly well. There's no winks, indeed, there's none of the place getters from the Cox Plate, but there's the fourth horse from the Cox Plate, and the fifth and a number and the sixth.
Six of them, I think.
Yeah, so six of them from the Cox Plate out of the only 10 ran. And you've also got Scottish, who was saved for this rather than run in the Melbourne Cup, and a couple of three-year-olds as well. So you would say that the change of format has been a winner.
Definitely, and I think last week's Cantala Stakes showed that as well, because it proved to be a really strong affair and was a really competitive race. So yeah, I think it's certainly a pat on the back. It seems to have worked this time around.
All right, but the consensus similarly is that perhaps the Daly Classic, not quite, as you know, still a good field in my opinion, but perhaps not quite as much of a clash of the heavyweights as was hoped for early in the spring.
No, exactly right. You know, we've lost a few have gone by the wayside, but as you said, it is still a good race and very competitive affair, and I guess there's a few of these that can really announce themselves as Group 1 quality, and you know, horses like Spieth and Our Boy Malachi, Fell Swoop in particular. A few of the others, of course, already won at Group 1 level, but horses like those get their chance to land a big fish.
All right, well, those two Group 1s are two of the six black type races at Flemington on Saturday, and we'll take you through them, starting with probably the toughest, and that is the Maribyrnong Plate, race one for two-year-olds, 1,000 metres, down the straight five, group three level, and of the 15, we've only seen five of them before. That's not the way the Maribyrnong Plate used to be, is it?
No, exactly right. We've got a couple of winners, and, well, interesting to note, the first few races on Oaks Day, as we record this, after race four, it's been inside and on pace. So whether that's going to mean it's going to be inside down the straight come the last day, of course we've seen it out wide the place to be early in the carnival, but I've gone 15 Resin. Anytime a two-year-old can beat older horses in a trial suggests they're going to be very hard to beat on debut, and she did that at Wyong. She's also won a jump out at Flemington, so happy to have her on top of two Wait for No One, who absorbed a bit of pressure on debut and won well, one Arzel, who did a good job at Mooney Valley, and a couple of first starters, 10 Lone Eagle, trialled well at Cranbourne, and 11 10 Carrot, if the inside's okay. Her Dan Diamond Earth won a couple of English bonus races, and 2-year-old was up and going early, and this one's jumped out okay. But 15, 2, 1, 10 and 11 next best.
And I've remarkably, in a race that is just purely a matter of opinion, I've got the same first four, not slightly different order, 15 Resin for me to beat 10 Lone Eagle, 1 Azazel and 2 Wait for No One. We skip to race three next to the black type races. Queen Elizabeth Stakes, 2,600 metre, group three. And, well, Tom Melbourne just run down in the final strides last Saturday. Can he go one better here, Joel?
Yeah, look, it's another throw at the stumps for them. I think he'll get the cash on Saturday without a great deal of confidence. It was a really good run in the Lexus last week. He was well rated, I thought, by Glenn Boss. Got out to a bit of a lead, then slowed them down, and then kicked again when asked. And he all but won the race, of course, run down by a really good performance. I think he can win this if he backs up okay. 7 Venger Mask, the Caulfield Cup run at a huge price, was really good. He's an improving type. 1 Francis of Assisi, coming off the Bendigo Cup win, and 8 Slow Romance, a bit of a rough. He could have gone around in an easier race on Cup Day, but they saved him for this, and he might be a bit of a knockout hope.
And I am with 1 Francis of Assisi harder here, obviously, with the likes of Tom Melbourne to take on than the Bendigo Cup, but still, that was an impressive win. So 1 Francis of Assisi to beat 3 Tom Melbourne, 7 Venger Mask, and 5 De Little Engine. I have now officially given up on How Would Be Thy Name for this time in, at least. Race 4 at Flemington on Saturday. Hilton Stakes, listed race, 1,400, three-year-olds.
With number 9, Verstappen, who was a good debut winner, missed out but had excuses second start, pulled up lane, raced a bit wide, bounced back off a bit of a let-up to win nicely last start. He's coming off a really good jump out down the straight, which featured a few of the horses that competed in the Coolmore Stud Stakes, and he was entered for that, but they've elected to wait another week, easier race, and out to 1,400 I don't think will be an issue. So we'll go 9 on top of 4, Nicolance. Well, he has the irresistible form line of beating coming through. Of course, we won the Carbine Club last week, so he's easy to like. 8, Crafted, ran really well at Mooney Valley last start behind Archives. And 14, Enigma, didn't mind his trials before that good debut win. 9 on top, though, from 4, 8 and 14.
Well, I'm with Inside Agent, who I tipped to win a couple of starts ago when he did, and then tipped again at Caulfield. I think better suited back here at Flemington over the 1,400 metres. But mind you, $14... he seems to be a few people's value bet on Saturday. In fact, both me, Tony Kneebone, and Paul Richards all tipping Inside Agent, and he's Shane Templeton's roughie as well, so that's just not going to happen, is it? But
he was pretty unlucky at Caulfield. There was a number of unlucky horses in that race at Caulfield. Morton's Forks come out of that and ran really well in the Carbine Club last week.
And Nico Lance, obviously the coming through form, just the barrier 15 at the 1,400 put me off slightly. Verstappen for third and Crafted for fourth, 6, 4, 9 and 8. Race 6 at Flemington on Saturday for the mares, 4 years old and up, 2,000 metres Matriarch Stakes, the 7 News Matriarch Stakes indeed, and it is a Group 2 event, Joel.
The Pierre and Paul Snowden trained Happy Hannah for me, number 16. I think she just had a perfect preparation for this. She had the 3 runs up in Sydney. She's been attacking the line at all of them, 3rd in the Angst behind Dixie Blossom, 2nd up. Gave weight away to the boys last start. She was last on the turn, wound up nicely out wide for third. 2,000 metres fourth up for a horse that was placed in the Vinery. I just think she's had an ideal prep, not worried about the gate. She'll get back. And if, obviously the track might have turned around, judging by Oaks Day, which could be a bit of a negative, but hopefully they can come down the outside. She'll be very hard to beat from 10, Lady Lafay, who had a clear excuse at Mooney Valley on Cox Plate Day. Stayed down near the inside. That wasn't the place to be. She's well worth another chance. 5, Gabella, I think's been going much better than her form suggests. She's had a few excuses. She might be a bit of a roughie to include. And 3, Canniana. Strong win last start. Has to go to 2,000 metres, but Darren Weir can often extend these horses' campaigns out and to distances where you'd think they may struggle. So I'm happy to include her in my multiples.
Yeah, well, Lady Lafay for me, interesting enough, I stress that I do believe that Hugh Bowman is the best jockey in Australia, but funny that he's gone for the inside on Lady Lafay and then come back and said, ah, no, nothing wrong with the inside, but didn't seem to go too near the inside on Wink. So I wonder if he was just giving it a test run.
Well, yeah, he had Lady Lafay, and then I think the next race he rode Suzanne. He couldn't have gone any wider if he tried. So he was testing out the track nicely just ahead of Winks.
So Lady Lafay for me to beat. 9, Manageress, who we've got marked at $17. I'd expect her to start a little bit shorter, just working up to a win this time in, and did run second to Lucia Valentina in this race last year. 15, Sought After, backing up from a fairly easy win in an easier race last week. And Canniana, during the week, in Canniana, number 3 for 4th. So 10, 9, 15 and 3 for me. First of the Group 1s. That was the first leg of the quaddie, by the way. So first of the Group 1s and second leg of the quaddie is the Emirates Nee McKinnon Stakes. 2,000 metres standard weight for age, $2 million.
I've gone for 3 of the United Stakes. He's having his third run in as many Saturdays. Hopefully he can handle that. He just looks very hard to beat. He was excellent winning at Mooney Valley on the back up into the race last week, the Cantala over the mile, and he just got a bit too far back, but he was hitting the line hard. 2,000 metres is his best trip. His last two goes have yielded a Randvet win and a Queen Elizabeth second. He's the one to beat from 5, Vadimos, who just over-raced, went far too keenly in the Cox Plate, did a terrific job to hold on to 4th. Number 8 in for 3rd, Endless Drama, real query runner. He's got good Group 1 mile form in England, 2,000 metres, uncharted territory. Looked pretty good, must be said, beating nothing in a Cranbourne trial the other day, but just gave the impression that he was firing. And 2, Hauraki, all his form's good leading into that Cox Plate run, which is a forgive. He won the Epsom, 3 of the first 5 came out of that race. Into the Cantala last week, and he has a win over Lou Romaine, who also came through the Epsom. So he goes in for 4.3582.
Yeah, the United States for me. And if I had stuck with the United States when he won at the Valley, I'd currently be going for 6 in a row of my best $20 bet for the weekend. But I switched to the other Hickmott horse, which is pretty easy to do. The United States, yeah, last week, well, you know, Nick Williams got up before there and said it was just that they weren't planning to run in the Cantala, but he was just doing so well that he had to have a run, and he's definitely backing up in the Emirates. And that, to me, I suddenly thought, well, thank goodness I'm on La Romaine in the in the Cantala. And certainly the United States didn't have that hard a hit out, didn't get out till quite late, and should make amends on Saturday. From 12 Good Standing, James Cummings, stature continuing to grow as a trainer in his own right, and might have pulled the right rein. Well, certainly did pull the right rein in dodging the Derby and just winning it with his other runner. And Good Standing can go pretty close here as well. 7 Scottish. Well, yeah, look, I've got Scottish in for third just because I guess Charlie Appleby seems to have done very well out here this spring. Not really 100% sure of the Caulfield Cup form, and to be honest, we really haven't been right since then. But I have got Scottish in for third and Vadamos fourth. So we got 3, 12, 7, and 5. Race 8, second of the group ones, third leg of the Quaddie at Flemington on Saturday is the Darley Classic. It's worth $1 million. It is group one. It's also a weight for age, but it is down the straight 1,200 metres.
Yeah, I've gone with the quarterback. I think he's a safe option. He looks to have come back a better horse. He was never going to lose that race first up down the straight. How close he was in running, which is, you know, unlike him, he was just right near the leaders, sort of at the 300, 400. And he won well. He then went to the Valley, which isn't his track, but he ran super again. He couldn't get into the race, but his last 150 metres was excellent. He was hitting the line hard. That was in the Manicato. Back to the straight. I think he's going to be, he's the safe option in a wide open race. 7, Malaguira in for second. He's come back in good order, judging by that really good run at Caulfield. 6, Our Boy Malachi, he swamped them at Caulfield. He's a good horse, just, you know, he's proven Group 1 levels by running that really good race last year in the TJ Smith. And I'm going to throw Spieth in. I think he's horribly under the odds at around $8. He's a real talent, liked him from day dot, and it was an impressive win first up. He's still got plenty of upside. I just think he's a little bit short in the marketplace. 3, 7, 6, 10, but yeah, I think there's quite a few hopes.
Yeah, and one of those I would hope is Lankan Rupee. Impressive, I thought, first up with the huge weight, and gets the weight turnaround on those in front of him. And obviously Lankan Rupee, if he was back to his best, would be about a $2.50 chance, yeah. I would have thought here. So assuming maybe he is back to his best, and certainly this was the one that Price was going, you know, wasn't too worried about that first up run, and was always going to improve for that. So if he is back to his best, he should go close. From 5, Fell Swoop. Look, I can probably see that it's a little bit illogical for me to put Fell Swoop in for second, but I just love Fell Swoop so much, and he just never, ever lets you down.
Well, you shipped him in Manicato, didn't
you? Yeah, that's right. Just nearly got there. I mean, geez, if something was going to beat him, you wouldn't think it'd be Rebel Dame, would you? But anyway. So, yeah, do like Fell Swoop. 3, the quarterback, for the many reasons Joel mentioned, just does have that booming finish on him that he should be able to use at the end of a testing 1,200 down the straight. And I've got 10 Spieth in, again, just on spec, much like Joel. Is certainly a talent, but at weight for age against these is certainly short enough, and I'll certainly be putting in Malaguera and possibly Our Boy Malachi for my quaddie. And speaking of the quaddie, even though it's not a black-type race, we may as well finish it off with the Emirates Airline Handicap over 1,400 metres worth 100,000. Joel.
7, Redkirk Warrior for me. I was with him at Mooney Valley at his Australian debut. He tracked wide. No fault of Damien Lane, he just couldn't get in and he had to stay where he was. He loomed up like the winner, but unfortunately you could see Sir Bacchus just tracking him home, and he ran him down right in the shadows of the post. Really good run. He was a classy Hong Kong performer, started favourite in their derby, had no luck in that race. He's come back in really good order. I think he can win this from 3, Allman, Mr. Consistency, placed behind the United States last start. 8, Demonstrate, backs up from his win on Melbourne Cup Day, and 5, Santa Ana Lane. He didn't have much luck behind Redkirk Warrior and Sir Bacchus last start.
Yeah, I think it's a wide quaddy league. I've actually gone for 6, Lord Aspen, to beat 1, Akavoran, 3, Allman, and 10, Lucky Liberty, but I will be including those ones Joel mentioned. In fact, I'm not really sure where I'm going to skinny up the quaddie. No. I might have to go the United States one out. That wraps up a huge week of racing at Flemington. Hard to believe it's over again for another year. It certainly sneaks up on you, but best and value bets, mine, race 7, number 3, the United States. My best and value is race 4, number 6, Inside Agent.
My best is Happy Hannah and the Matriarch, race 6, number 16, and my value is one we haven't touched on, Loyalty Man, race 5, number 12. Two runs back from a spell, have been quite good. Had no hope last start from the wide gate with the blinkers off, second up. Blinkers back on, he's won 3 from 4 at a mile. And drawn to get a lovely run from in gate 2.
All right, Sydney racing on Saturday is at Sydney's best racetrack, according to the great Richard Callender, and that is Canterbury Park. And Joel, no Carl today, but he's here in spirit because you've gone the last 2 races.
True Carl fashion, yes. Best bet, SEL, race 8, number 3. This bloke had no luck in 2 of the lead-up races to the Queensland Derby. He failed in the Derby. He's had 2 runs back from a spell. They've both been nice, 4th and a 6th, out to 1,900, 3rd up. Drops in class. They utilise Nick Haywood's claim, which Godolphin have done to good effect in recent times. Certainly last Saturday did it with Moa, and I think SGL will be very, very hard to beat. My value is Zinzan Elsie. She was in a couple of races. They've elected to stick to mare's grade in the last. Looks a winnable race. The blinkers went on last start. Certainly sharpened her up. She jumped from the outside gate, led, was pestered, fought that rival off, gave a good kick, and just got run down by one other rival. I think she can go one better.
Okay, they're racing on the course proper at Morfettville on Saturday, and I can tell you that Carl Diorio has gone the last 2 races. Race 7, number 9, October date, his best. Race 8, number 11, House of Wax, his value bet. Joel, have you had a look at this at all?
No, I'll leave the Morfettville meeting to Carl on Saturday.
Alrighty, we then move north to Brisbane, where they are racing at Doomben. And again, we go fairly late in the day. We start in race 6, where you and Adam Williams are unanimous in your belief that number 3, Denarius, will be winning.
Yeah, he was really good last prep in some stronger company. He was backed in from good odds first up and charged home for second over the 1,200. The 11-10 is just a slight query. He will be finishing hard, but he has drawn well. A lot of his rivals have drawn wide. I'm just hoping he can use that barrier to some degree. And look, at class 3, he's really well placed. As I said, it's class 3 with a bit of depth, but I think will be hard to beat. My value is Dream Finish in the last race, 8, number 10. She's come back in good order. She had no luck last start, caught wide. I think out to the mile now, 4th up from a decent gate, she should be pretty hard to beat.
Over in the Wild West, they're racing at Ascot again, and the carnival continues to warm up. There's a horse, a very special horse at Flemington on Saturday. Joel, Turn Me Loose, who's warming up for races like the Railway, and so are most of these in race 6 at Ascot on Saturday, the Warroa Lee Steer Stakes. Wait for age, Group 2, 1400.
Yes, and we see one of Turn Me Loose's fellow Kiwis in Cowie go round. Alan Sharrock has earmarked this Perth Carnival for the top class Kiwi Galloper. 3 races, this race into the Railway, into the Kingston Town. Michael Walker's been booked. He was booked a few weeks ago, so he is in Perth to take the ride, and I'm with him. He's had a trial over in New Zealand before he came across, and I'm going to go with him just to beat Perfect Reflection, who I do really like, and she was a good run first up. She'll take good benefit of out of that, just whether she might be looking for that shade further. But they're the Quinella, Disposition, number 3 in for 3rd and 4, Lightning in My Veins in for 4.
Well, I've got a question. If Michael Walker was booked for this a couple of weeks ago, what's his manager been doing? Or yeah, what are these trainers doing? It's the only ride he's got.
Very strange. I know there are some small fields, but yeah, I would have thought he would have at least picked up another couple of rides. But yeah, I think the announcement was certainly at least 2 to 3 weeks ago that he was going over there to ride Cowie in all 3 assignments. So yeah, I would have thought he would have picked up a couple of rides at least.
All right, well, the other black type race sees your value bet come up. This is race 7, the Fairether Stakes, 1400 metres. One of the rare black type races on the calendar, restricted to males, in this case 3-year-old males.
Yeah, I'm going 12 Humanities, a really nice horse. Tackled the Bunbury Classic $100,000 race for 3-year-olds first up, 1,000 metres. He was just run off his legs. He went straight to a mile second up and won really well. He comes back to 1400. Not too worried about that. He's drawn well. He can utilise that gate, I think. He's a really talented type, and I'm just going to keep following him. I've got him on top of 5 Sold Special, 7 Get Over It, and 14 Regasa D'Oro. A maiden, but has a bit of talent.
All right, well, take us home with your best for the Ascot program, which is in race 8, the Glenroy Chaff Handicap, and that is 8:05 Eastern Daylight Time, and I'm having a fairly celebratory day at the Emirates Stakes on Saturday, so I'm not sure I'll be around to back this, and I hope I don't need to.
Ripper Rio, he was best bet for that Bunbury meeting, which was supposed to be a feature Saturday card about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but got washed away, and they moved it to the Wednesday, and this bloke did win, and he won well. He's won both starts this time in. I think he can make it a hat-trick from a good draw.
All righty, much earlier in the day, they are racing at Riccarton and Tarapa.
First day of Riccarton's 3-day big cup carnival, 2,000 guineas on Saturday, the cup, and the 1,000 guineas later in the week. 2,000 guineas, really good clash. There's some really smart colts and geldings in this race. Race 7 on the card. On with 3, Mongolian Falcon. He was really good last start. He chased home Ugo for Scolo. I think he can turn the tables out to the 1,600. That's what he's been looking for. I've thrown in number 4, Hall of Fame, in for second. The Orchard Richard camp have sent him down the south, and he's towed up his rivals last couple of starts. Has to take on the big boys here, but he can certainly measure up. 2, Ugo for Scolo for third. And 9, O'Reilly's Choice, will be hitting the line hard in for fourth. My best bet on the card is in the last race, 10, number 9, Free Reign. Rachel Frost stable's going really well. This horse is showing good ability, and Vinnie Colgan to ride, I think, should be a very, very good bet to finish the day. And my value bet is Flag the Groom, race 6, number 10. 2 runs back from a spell, should be hard fit out to the mile, and I think he has a bit of room for a upside, whereas a few of these may have met their mark. Tarapa, pretty good card. I like Fixation in race 3. Is my best. She's a 4-year-old mare out of a former Group 1 place mare in Obsession. Her debut run was really good. They've kept her in cotton wool for a little while, but she's had a couple of trials, and I think she's ready to win first up. And not sure if this will be value, but it certainly is my second best for the card. Race 1, number 6, a first starter called Asta. 2-year-old trainer Denise Agai reported a couple of months ago when I did a story on one of her runners that this was her Karaka Million horse, trialled up really well. I think should be winning on debut.
All right, well, that wraps up a massive Saturday, final Saturday of Flemington. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday night at Cranbourne, Saturday and Sunday. And Sunday, of course, is Ararat Gold Cup Day. And also the biggest race on the Ararat card is the programmed China Bowl, which is worth $77,000, and your best for the day at Ararat comes up there in the China Bowl, does it not, Joel?
It certainly does, dodging bullets. I gave him a bit of a chance on Melbourne Cup Day. He was down to take on Demonstrate, as he did first up at Geelong, and he ran second to that galloper. Connections thought, no, we won't take on him again. He Demonstrate duly came out and won. They've saved dodging bullets for the China Bowl here, second up. Michelle Payne to ride, I think he'll take a stack of beating. And the Cup is race 6, and I went for White Dollar Sign. He ran a pretty good race for 5th in the Mooney Valley Cup at a massive price. He might be able to knock off the Darren Weir pair with the pull in the weights, and his pair are Like a Day and Fully Buck Kid.
All right, taking you out with the very successful recently best $20 bet of the day. Should I jump off the United States again? I mean, I'll stick with the United States this time and it'll get rolled. Yeah. But that's what I will do. The only other one I'm thinking of is Hipparchus in race 2, but I'm not going for Hipparchus. I'm going for race 7, number 3, the United States.
Well, I need something at double figures to save my week, so I'm going Happy Hannah. Race 6, number 16.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners on Emirates Stakes Day. Hope you finish the carnival in front, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.